WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8. The temperature is 54. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, presented by Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good Friday morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Parents of homeschooled and private school students living in the Bryan School District have been asking about testing their children for gifted and talented programs. That led to the school board approving a change in the district's testing policy, as supported by Superintendent Christy Whitbeck.
I think one of the pieces to keep in mind is that if these students are in Bryan ISD, then the parents are paying taxes. They do pay taxes whether they're homeschooling or private schooling or, you know, charter schooling. So in that regard, I think it really meets a need and seems like a fair thing to do to make sure that children are properly placed.
Dr. Whitbeck says parents will be charged for the testing.
It is a nominal fee for the first set of tests. If they continue, there will be some fee to it because it does cost us money. You're often, most often talking about proctoring on a Saturday. Mm. We have to pay the staff and all of that. So it won't be free, but it will not be expensive either.
The board also approved the second change, which clarifies the appeal process, the revised policy to be implemented after a review by the Texas Association of School Boards. The selection of two new assistant principals at College Station's new Welburn Middle School has caused a domino effect involving four other positions. CSISD Superintendent Clark Ely's announced the new Welburn assistants are Grant Hackathorn and Jeremy Stewart. Taking over as assistant principal at College View for Stewart is Emily Fagan. Replacing Fagan at Consolidated Middle School is Jennifer Ray. Replacing Hackathorn at College Station Middle School is Margie Martinez, who's been the principal at College View. College Station principal position has not been filled. Two men and two women from San Antonio were arrested shortly after a home invasion robbery in Bryan yesterday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a neighbor near the victim's home on Anton Street, south of Sue Haswell Park, reported seeing the group drive away in two vehicles.
They gave us vehicle descriptions as well as suspect descriptions, which without that information, it's very possible that these suspects would have absconded.
Officers found and stopped both vehicles on Texas Avenue near Dodge. No injuries reported. All the stolen property recovered returned to the owner. Officers found also undisclosed drugs and weapons. It took only one College Station police officer to investigate a fight involving four men from California who were remodeling the Home Depot store after regular business hours Wednesday during the midnight hour. The arrest reports did not note any of the men requiring medical treatment. The initial blows came between two men after one of them moved trash into the path of a second man who was attempting to mop the area. Those two had been roommates the last 6 weeks, were arrested on enhanced charges as family members of assault causing bodily injury. Two other men were arrested after they were accused of striking the man who moved the trash. We're still waiting for College Station police to tally up the estimated street value of nine varieties of illegal drugs seized during the search of an apartment a week ago yesterday. 20-year-old Audie Sisseth spent 6 days in jail before he posted bond yesterday on drug charges from College Station and Collin County. According to the arrest report, Sisseth was handcuffed as he left his home and detectives with a search warrant found 5 ounces of THC in six forms, 4 ounces of marijuana, 36 units of LSD, and various quantities of ecstasy, hydrocodone, diazepam, alprazolam, and two forms of codeine. Another drug arrest by College Station police last week followed an emergency call from a woman who reported her boyfriend was having an adverse reaction after eating psychedelic mushrooms. After the boyfriend refused a voluntary search of his bedroom, officers received a search warrant and found 11 ounces that the man said he had grown. After receiving medical treatment, 19-year-old Carl Ambrust of Rosebud was arrested, as was his girlfriend, 20-year-old Catherine Moore of Bryan. Both are out of jail after posting bond. CSPD estimated the minimum street value of the mushrooms at $3,000. In North Texas, the story of a man who's arrested for a string of unusual thefts from fast food restaurants.
Denton police say they have the suspect on surveillance video stealing the same thing from Taco Cabana, Whataburger, and Arby's. Grease, used cooking oil, nearly 500 gallons of it. Investigators say video shows the man using a hose to suck the grease out of traps at each of the restaurants. Police don't know why anyone would steal used cooking oil, but some companies buy it and recycle it into ingredients used in fuel. Evidence specialists who calculate this sort of thing say the suspect's haul would have brought him about $1.88 per gallon on the used cooking oil black market. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8. The temperature is 54. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
810, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We'll check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers for you.
We'll go through today with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures up near 75 this afternoon. Tonight clear and down around 55. Nice start to the weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun, a bit breezy on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures warming to near 80. A few clouds and milder at night, low 60s. And a bit over 80 on Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So the elevators are not working at the Guaranty Bank building this morning. One of them had been out for a few weeks, and then the second one went out yesterday sometime. So we'd said we had to do the mountain climbing routine up to the fifth floor.
Ah, yes.
And so we did, and we were here and got here in enough time to all catch our breaths before we went on the radio. But it's caused a little bit of a kerfuffle today, and among those is that Mr. Downs is not bringing us donuts. He is downstairs for another reason, but I hollered down in the atrium, you know, hey, did you bring any donuts? And he said no.
Ah,
I know.
Ah, it's Good Friday.
I know.
Not very good of him.
And the thing is, he would have had he not had to climb the, and I don't know how many steps there are, but there are a few, donuts. Then, you know, Chelsea took the day off.
Right.
But she did her work. And she came up with a fun fact. Happened to be golf-related because she's watching the Shell Houston Open today. But now I find out that Sokol's not even going to be here today.
What? Because of the elevator?
No. It's because the offices are closed.
Oh,
he's hiding behind the old offices are closed excuse, to which I sent him a blistering text. Do you realize how many man hours we wasted getting you a fun fact, and now you're not even showing
up?
Yeah,
I mean, Chelsea, off site.
We are always ready to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Man, okay.
Much like an NHL backup goalie.
Well, does Chelsea know this? You need to text her and let her know that her fun fact was wasted.
We're going to talk to her hopefully later. She was about to get in an Uber to head to the course.
Oh.
And so we'll try in about a half an hour to get in touch with her and see if we can talk to her and have any observations from there. But anyway. You had an interesting story.
I did. So the Chicago Blackhawks, pretty good NHL team up there in the Midway City.
Yep.
They ran out of goalies last night. Their first two goalies ended up getting injured. They already had one, I believe, that was injured. And then they had a replacement or a backup from the minor leagues that played a little bit. And then he got injured. So Anton Forsberg is their starter. And then Colin Dillia, I think that's how you pronounce it, Dahlia or something
whatever.
Like that.
Dilly,
yeah.
Dilly.
Yeah, he has to leave for injuries. So in the NHL, they have what they call emergency goalies.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times it'll be former players that are, you know, have already retired that might be on staff that they hire to come in.
Okay.
Or minor leaguers or I think I want to say Carolina suited up an equipment manager last year.
I remember that.
But he only played for like 8 seconds.
Right.
They ended up losing these guys. There was still plenty left to go on the clock. They suited up a guy. His name is Scott Foster.
Okay.
He's a 36-year-old accountant. And he signed I believe they signed a day-by-day contract. It's the home team that has to provide the emergency goalie. And he suits
Wait
up
a minute.
Last night.
He may suit up for either team?
Yeah, which I think might be interesting because if he's a Blackhawks fan, wouldn't he just be like,
really?
Oops, let that one get by me. My bad. Sorry.
Gee.
So he got to suit up for the home team last night. And he played college hockey at Western Michigan, but obviously has never played in an NHL game. He was getting interviewed afterwards in the locker room.
I'm an accountant by day, so a few hours ago I was sitting on my computer typing on a 10 key, and now I'm standing in front of you guys, just finished 14 and a half minutes of NHL hockey.
Wow.
Advice before you went out?
I don't think I heard anything other than put your helmet on, and now I'm standing here.
You see Joel Quenneville just laughing as you were getting on the ice?
I think I would too.
So anyways, 36-year-old Scott Foster, he made 7 saves.
Wow.
In a 6-2 win.
Gee,
so
that's outstanding.
Yeah, and he plays a recreation league there in Chicago, and he was pretty excited. He said he can't wait to go back home and tell his kids and his wife.
Wow. So. Well, I went to look this up, and I found a story from 2017 on CBC Sports out of Canada talking about a guy named Nate Schoenfeld. He's a PR guy at one of a bank in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he apparently was the emergency goalie for the Coyotes. Is that their team, right?
Yeah, the Arizona Coyotes.
He said he had actually sold all of his hockey gear because he never thought he'd do that again.
Oh, yeah.
And then for 1 year, he was the emergency goalie for the AHL team, which meant he had to drive 2 hours one way for every home game just to be there.
Wow.
Love their sport, I guess.
Yeah. I tried to look how much a daily contract would be. I couldn't find it anywhere online. I guess it differs depending on.
Don't you think they'd do it for nothing?
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Well, and I think when they get to go to the games, they basically get a free seat. They get to hang out and drink beer and watch the game. And then if they somehow get called an emergency duty,
they can't be drinking beer, can they?
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe.
Maybe they could.
Well, I think they only have to suit out for certain games. Like the coach will let them know, hey, you probably need to suit up for this one, or you can hang out on the bench.
Yeah.
But very few of them actually get in the game.
Yeah.
And just being able to get in there and, like I said, made 7 saves.
Wow. And I guess maybe if either your first or second string goalie is injured, then you make sure that they're, you know, don't be drinking in the stands because you might have to do this.
Yeah.
Great great human interest story.
So the real 12th, another 12th man, there you go.
That's the story of the 12th man every day. All right, it's 8:16 right now.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 31st, learn all about selecting plants for your spring landscape. Selecting plants that are adaptable and planting them in the right places are important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
8:17. Hey, it's springtime. It's time to talk about being outside, enjoying yourself. And Savannah returns from Messina Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. So, hey, great news about what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about this new product.
Yeah, so we just released Wine in a Can.
Okay.
A lot of people were requesting something that they could take places like camping or to the pool or to the river, and you can't take glass a lot
of
places.
Sure, right.
So we decided to release a rosé in a can.
Okay.
And then our fan favorite, Beau. Everyone loves the Beau.
All right.
One of our most popular products in a can.
Wow. So now how big are the cans? How much is the, do you know what?
So the cans, so you get a little more than a glass of wine with one can. Okay. So it's 1 liter is in a can. So that's more than a glass of wine. A 4-pack is going to be more than a bottle.
So I guess I never thought, you know, we've heard about beer in a box for a long time, but I'd never thought about beer in a can. Is this something, I guess, clearly y'all had been considering for a period of time, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, people, like I said, Beau is one of our, fan favorites.
Sure.
And so we kept thinking Beau to go. How can people take Beau to go? And we looked at a bunch of different ideas and thought, let's do some cans. And so, yeah, it's really fun. It's so good. The rosé is so good.
That's fun. So, I mean, so folks understand, I mean, it's kind of like if you have people coming into town, do you think about taking them out to Messina Hoff? Because you've been doing this for 40 years now. It's really, really a fascinating story.
Yeah, and we always have the tours and events coming up. Like we have our Wine and Roses Festival coming up too, and it's selling out really fast. But that doesn't mean that we're not only here for special events. You can come out anytime. We're open 7 days a week. We'll be open on Easter Sunday. You know, that's a family family adventure for
sure.
my family.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's and, of course, they are the largest producer of wine in Texas. Texas wine now, Messina
yes.
Hops. So it's kind of neat. It's grown from those of us who knew young Paul's mom and dad as the face and voice of Messina Hops for years. They've grown up to that. So is there going to be another? I mean, we've got these two products out. Idea that you're going to do more?
Yeah, so we are considering doing one other product.
Uh-huh.
So more information to come. But so we'll see. It'd probably be, you know, next year that we'll do one other product, cam wines.
Okay. So now, and it, you don't buy the individual can. It's a four pack, right?
You can do both. You
can
come and buy the can, or you can come and do the four pack. I suggest the four pack personally.
Sure.
You know, share with your friends, and that's the ease of not opening a whole wine bottle and being able to take it places.
Now, tell us a little bit about where they're available for purchase.
So right now you can get them on our online store, and mm-hmm. if you order on our online store, you can then, you know, pick it up at our locations. You can go to any of our three locations to pick it up, and then we are in a select retailers, and that's available on our website, which is messinahoff.com/cannedwines.
Okay, and just so folks know now, is that Beyond Bryan College Station as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a few locations here in Bryan College Station and then around our other winery locations
okay.
where you can pick that
so
up.
So there you go, canned wine. It's a thing now, and we've got it right here from Messina Hoff.
Yeah.
If there wants more information about everything that's going on there, what do they do?
You can go to any of our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can go to our website, messinahoff.com, or give us a call at 979-778-9463.
Okay, good to see you again. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
In.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years, home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
822, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, China's the new Florida, you know what I mean? I mean, we used to just say weird things happened in Florida. Well, there's a fine line between eating some iffy Chinese food and maybe being blessed with the miracle of the creation of life. 29-year-old woman named Crystal Emerson she's from Pensacola, Florida, so it's perfect. Woke up around 4 a.m. on Sunday with some serious stomach pains. Figured she'd gotten food poisoning from the food that she'd eaten earlier. But the pain began to cause the dilation. That's when she called 911. The ambulance got there at 6:30. At 6:59, she gave birth while they were driving to the hospital.
Oh. Did not know.
It wasn't bad Chinese food. It was a baby. She was 37 weeks pregnant and had no idea.
It happens.
Ladies, tell me if that's even conceivable. Pun intended.
Pun intended, thank you. And it is, you see, but I mean, what's amazing is how much prenatal information is out there about how you have to behave in a certain way for your baby to be born healthy and, you know, well. And this lady clearly had probably not followed any of those. Now, I don't know if the poor lady smokes or anything like that, but clearly she's 37 weeks along. And at some point, don't you
What's
start
her
thinking?
Name? What's her name again?
Her name is Crystal Emerson, and she lives in
Pensacola.
C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Last name again?
Spell Emerson, A-M-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay. The miracle of birth.
Yeah, I
Surprise!
Suppose so. So she's 30. And again, the ambulance picks her up around 6:30. She didn't even get to the hospital. They gave birth while she was driving to the hospital. The doctors say it's crazy that she didn't realize she was pregnant, especially since she already has another kid. Seems like she would have known what the symptoms are.
She's like, I've been through this before.
But she says that she didn't get much of a belly. She didn't get morning sickness. She didn't feel any kicks of the baby moving.
Well, and she is slender.
She wears scrubs at... Really? She wears scrubs at work, so she didn't notice her clothes fitting differently. She wears scrubs at work. Is she in the healthcare industry?
She didn't know she's pregnant.
Wow. Fortunately, she and the new baby son are doing well. Okay.
I mean, aren't there other signs, too? I mean,
well, again, she didn't have morning sickness. Okay, that's fine. Maybe didn't have the food cravings. Not sure. Just saying. Okay, then there's the 50-year-old woman who was experiencing abdominal pain for 18 months in India. Started spotting lumps, and so she opted for alternative treatments. That didn't work, so they finally figured it out, and surgeons in India removed gallbladder stones. 2,350 gallbladder stones.
Oh my gosh.
In one shot. In one shot. The laparoscopic surgeon who did the work performed the operation at a hospital earlier this month.
All those out on a laparoscopy?
Yep. They got video of it. Yeah. The gallstones measured 10 to 12 millimeters. That's about nearly half an inch removed from the surgery that lasted 30 minutes.
Well, it's been a year since I had my kidney stone that you could barely detect.
Except you could. This is not the record. This is not the record. In August of 1987, 23,530 gallstones removed from an 85-year-old woman.
Who counted that?
I don't know.
Was that like a coin machine or something?
She's 85. How could she do that?
Man.
Anyway, it's amazing how people wander through life with these things going on inside of them and don't think, maybe I need to see a doctor? I mean, would it be a good idea if you did that? All right, it's 826.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Walmart may be shopping for a health insurance company, reportedly in preliminary talks to buy insurer Humana. The deal would be huge. Humana currently has a market value of about $37 billion. People familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal the two companies are discussing a range of options, including an acquisition. Constellation Brands reported fourth quarter sales and profit above Wall Street estimates, driven by strong demand for its premium wines and Corona and Modelo beers. Beer sales account for about 77% of Constellation net sales, and they were up nearly 12% in the quarter. The rate of layoffs was down again last week, with jobless claims down 12,000 to 215,000. That's the lowest level since 1973. Markets were up on the news. The major averages closed out the week and the quarter in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 254 points. The S&P 500 was up 36, and the NASDAQ rose 114. That's Your Money Now.
How do you mark life's most significant events? Now you can give an exact depiction of how the stars aligned on any date from any location on Earth. Visit MySkyMoment.com or call 800-291-5181 for this magical gift. Was it a baby's birth, someone's wedding, a first kiss, or graduation day? For under $50 and a call to 800-291-5181 or visit MySkyMoment.com, you can order the most meaningful gift of the year. Mention radio to save 30%.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
30 days, 100 trucks. It's the biggest truck month ever at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now is the time to save. We will not be undersold on any new Chevy Silverado. Choose from our largest truck inventory of the year. Every new truck, every new SUV, we will not be undersold during Truck Month. That includes online at TomLight.com. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
Today, a break from talking about the arrogance of Facebook to remind you that sometimes the sky really is falling.
Kim Commander with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. The Chinese space station, the Tiangong-1, is coming home, and it won't be a soft landing. Actually, this is the world's third space station to fall out of orbit and disintegrate as it re-enters the atmosphere. The first was America's Skylab back in July 1979. Most of Skylab went into the South Pacific, with some big chunks hitting Australia's outback. The Russians actually deorbited Mir and gave it a kind of controlled re-entry in 2003. No one hit in either case. But now, the Chinese have absolutely no control over their space station. All we know is that it will begin re-entering the thick of the Earth's atmosphere on Easter Sunday morning. The breakup will be fiery, in parts. Some weighing hundreds of pounds will get through and hit Earth. You have a 4 in 1 million chance of being hit. A better chance than winning the lottery. I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink, right out of the box, to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. The temperature is 55. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan police arresting two men and two women from San Antonio shortly after a home invasion robbery yesterday morning south of Sue Haswell Park. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the credit goes to a neighbor who called to report the suspects were leaving with property in their hands and taking off in two vehicles.
And this is why we, you know, we always talk about report things if you see things that are suspicious.
Officers found and stopped both vehicles on Texas Avenue near Dodge. All the stolen property recovered, returned to the owner. Officers also found undisclosed drugs and weapons. No injuries were reported. Bryan School Board's approved changing its policy on identifying and testing gifted and talented students. Director of Advanced Academics Christina Richardson says that includes testing students who live in Bryan ISD but have been homeschooled or have attended private schools.
This is something that campuses as well as my office has been getting quite a few phone calls about. They're interested in getting into our GT program, our Explorer Academy, Inquire, all of those things, but they don't know if their students meet the qualifications. And so in order to welcome those families back, we'd like to facilitate that testing for them.
The revised policy to be implemented after a review by the Texas Association of School Boards. Parents will be charged what Superintendent Christy Whippick says is a nominal fee. College Station School District announced five more reassignments of campus administrators. All the new assignments involve current employees receiving new assignments as assistant principals, a domino effect starting with the naming of two assistant principals at the new Welburn Middle School. You can see a table from CSISD online at WTAW.com. If you lost your pet during this week's storms, Leah White at the Aguiline Humane Society says you should check with their shelter and the Bryan Animal Center.
If you have a photo of your pet, that's the best option. You can email that into us. There's a great Facebook page called Brazos Lost and Found Pets to post your pets on. You can post sightings as well. So if you saw a pet as you're driving to work and you can get a picture of it, or if you're out on a walk, get a picture of that pet. It might be the lead the owner was looking for.
Visit AguilineHumane.org to view their lost and found page and find out more information. In East Texas, four young women at Kilgore College getting a series of rabies shots.
They saw a tiny bat crawling around on campus and picked it up, thinking it was sick. Well, they were right about that, as it tested positive for rabies. B.J. Owen with the city of Kilgore says that's fairly common in bats.
Up to 50% of the bats,
that are flying around could be rabid, not necessarily showing symptoms, but if you get bit by one, they could transmit the virus.
Rabies is always fatal in humans. Owen says bats' teeth are so sharp and so tiny, it's possible to be bitten without knowing it. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 27 minutes from 9. The temperature is 55. News presented by Awards and More. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
830.
Cahill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Cahill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Cahill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Cahill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Cahill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Cahill locally today, 774-2200, or at Cahill.com.
A36, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United pros take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll go through today with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures, up near 75 this afternoon. Tonight clear and down around 55. Nice start to the weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun, a bit breezy on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures warming to near 80. A few clouds and milder at night, low 60s. And a bit over 80 on Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's find out what's going on in the world of the arts, and Chris Dyer's here this morning.
Well, I have one of my all-time favorite guests, and I have Alicia Mullins from the Museum of the American GI, and, you know, she's helped make that museum what it is, and it is a true asset to our community, and I still think a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah.
But they have amazing events. Their collection is second to none, and, you know, just go out there and check it out, but she'll tell you a lot more about it.
Okay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I understand why your husband likes it. But why was it important to you to make this museum what it is?
Well, of course, I started it the old-fashioned way by marrying into it.
Yeah.
But as I got into it, I love the stories. I'm all about the stories, meeting the veterans, knowing their stories, knowing the stories of the uniforms, the stories of the vehicle, the personal aspect, and then being able to tell that story to the community, to be able to show it to kids, to get them to understand what's behind it. So that way, when they look at a tank, they don't just think of World of Tanks and the first-person shooter. They actually connect it into what the men that used the tank went through during the war. Or if they look at a woman's uniform, a little girl can come in and look at a woman's uniform and learn her story and go, wow, that's somebody I want to inspire to be like.
Well, and I like the idea of the transgenerational connection that you can have within your family to come to that museum.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. We love it when we have veterans come in. They'll point out something and they'll tell their story to their children or their grandchildren. Or sometimes, you know, we'll have somebody come in and say, Granddad was in that vehicle. I've never seen it. I've only seen pictures of it. Or they'll come in and say, hey, you know, Mom was a WAC. Here's a uniform Mom was in. Or she was very proud of her service. So it's wonderful to make that connection within the families and to continue that heritage down the communities.
And throughout the year, you have special days and weekends when you commemorate things. Kind of give us a rundown of what you've got coming up.
Well, what we have coming up is, well, we're right now we're always open Friday through Sunday. But what we have coming up is in May, we're going to have a special Memorial Day weekend event that's going to be in conjunction with the Texas Week in Remembrance that the City of College Station is putting on. But at the museum, we're going to have exhibits that honor the 100 local veterans that died in World War One, in particular the now named 60 Aggies. We're going to have some memorial crosses out across the front of the property and things that, again, honor for that week and the ones that honor our veterans that lost their lives in service. We think that a lot of times people overlook that weekend and kind of look at it, oh, start of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Then throughout the summer, we're going to probably have a hands-on history day where the people can come in and we're going to pull out all of our small arms and some special items that we can't have out on regular times. And then we'll probably have some, and then with that, we also have activities, hands-on activities for kids to learn to do crafts that relate to the items that we have.
Sure. Now, also, when you have these special events, you have additional parking that's available next door. That's helped out, right?
Yes. When we have a very large event, we park people at Santa's Wonderland. They're a big partner of the museum and been a strong supporter of us for over the years. And we'll park people at the Santa's Wonderland and use a shuttle bus in. That's for when we have a very large event. For those events that do that type of parking, we always let everybody know ahead of time on our Facebook page or our website where they're going to be able to park.
Okay. And speaking at the website, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Our website is AmericanGIMuseum.org. They can go there and look and find out all about our current activities, the hours we're open, and the special events. We also keep things very active on our Facebook page. The Facebook is just Museum of the American GI.
Well, it's kind of neat. This is a family-built museum, if you will, but it really transcends the family, and this is a treasure to have. It really is. I really appreciate the work that y'all have done.
Thank you very much.
All right, what else we got going on?
Well, nice weather means you should get out in the Brazos Valley. 7 counties, 5,000 square miles. I mean, you can drive up to Camp Hearn and check that out. You can drive down to Washington on the Brazos, go to Brenham. There's just a lot of opportunity. Go walk the Veterans Memorial. It's the time to get out and enjoy nature and a lot of the assets that we have around here. Museum of the American GI included.
Sure. If they want some more information,
acbv.org.
All right. Thanks a lot.
The Community Interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, March the 30th, 1870, U.S. President Ulysses S. Grant signed the act that ended Congressional Reconstruction and readmitted Texas to the Union. In February 1870, the 12th Legislature assembled at Austin to adopt the 14th and 15th Amendments and select United States Senators in preparation for readmission, a requirement set by Congress for readmission. Much of the politics of the remainder of the century centered on land use. Guided by the Federal Morrill Act, Texas sold public lands to gain funds to invest in higher education. In 1836, the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas opened, and 7 years later, the University of Texas at Austin began conducting classes. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
You've heard about it, and now it's here. The 6th Annual Premier Market is April 6th and 7th at the Expo Center. You can experience shopping like never before. Vendors from across the nation selling the perfect gifts for graduation, Mother's Day, and spring and summer weddings. Premier Market features merchants selling unique specialty items, home accessories, clothing, gourmet foods, jewelry, and more. Premier Market is Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Premier Market, supporting the fundraising efforts of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Visit premiermarket.org for more.
8:43, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now the elevators work. Now the elevators work.
So does this mean we get donuts now?
No, he's downstairs.
Too late.
He's standing around just chit-chatting with people.
What exactly is he doing now? I mean, well, he's just working the floor?
Yeah, he had other chores that needed to be done. So just saying, he could have brought some.
He could have, but he didn't.
But he didn't. I mean, hope he remembers us some other day. And again, when there have been days in the past when the other people haven't had to work and we have, and he's brought us donuts, but today's not the day. Now it's time for a story about
bacon.
Yes.
I'm planning on that as my backup option.
There you are.
I know where I'm headed at 901.
To Baconville? Okay. Yeah. Now, you know.
Hey, we need to suggest that to Dale because there are plenty of breakfast places that have bacon. Let's just make an advertising campaign.
Okay.
Baconville.
I like that. Chrissy Teigen created a social media firestorm when she asked a simple question about
bacon.
The supermodel and hardcore foodie asked followers to share their favorite brand of the delicious breakfast meat, but got virtually attacked by some hardcore vegetarians.
Imagine that.
Chrissy was called, quote, unfunny and a disgusting human. Are you kidding me?
Is there nothing that doesn't have a vocal opponent anymore? Is there anything that doesn't have a vocal opponent?
And they have the right to be offended. Lectured about respecting life, one user suggested that they're, quote, better alive. In true Chrissy style, she snapped back, I disagree. I do not like eating them alive. Yeah, so there. Chrissy Teigen getting trashed for talking about bacon. I guess you just have to know your audience. That's probably what that's all about. And
ignore them.
And ignore them if you disagree with them. In the meantime, knowing your audience, Roseanne on Good Morning America yesterday talking about the
phone
call.
They allowed her on.
Yeah, talking about the phone call.
George.
Well, it was pretty exciting, I'll tell you that much. They said, hold, please, for the President of the United States of America. And, you know, that was about the most exciting thing ever. And it was, you know, just very, very sweet of him to congratulate us. We just kind of had a private conversation, but, you know, we talked about a lot of things. And, you know, he's just happy for me. I've known him for many years, and he's done a lot of nice things for me over the years, and so it was just a friendly conversation about working and television and ratings. He really understands ratings and how they measure things, and that's kind of been an interest of mine too for a long time.
There you go, Roseanne talking about the Prez giving her a call.
Man, that was on the, where was that at?
That was on Good Morning America.
Yeah, sure George did not handle that.
No. It was that other one. So we've talked about Brockmeyer.
Yes.
That's the IFC channel show. They've picked up two more seasons.
Really?
Brockmeyer, in which he plays a baseball announcer who's pretty much seen it all. No surprise considering the first season had the best numbers of any debut, well, in IFC history. I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't know. That's not like being the tallest midget. But anyway, it begins on April the 25th. You know, I kind of stopped watching it. It just got a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just a little uncomfortable.
I watched the first few episodes and then just kind of trailed off on it.
Yeah. And apparently there were some people have hung on. So we'll see.
I wish the baseball was a little bit more legitimate.
Yes.
That makes sense.
But that's kind of the backstory.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, he was a big-time announcer, and he says some stuff on the air that he shouldn't, and he gets really loses that job and ends up in the minors in some little town somewhere. Also, Deadline reports that IFC has announced a batch of short-form programs designed to play both on the network and as well on digital and social media platforms. Sloth TV, an 80s nostalgia show called Night Flight, I remember that, and Bingo Night will be where IFC, real IFC employees will be drawing numbers in an actual bingo game. Really? Have we got to the point where we're going to show people drawing numbers out for bingo? Is that how bad it is?
What else is out there on YouTube?
Yeah, I guess so. So this Ready Player One, is Spielberg's new movie. They now the point where they are projecting how much money movies will make. Is that where we've gone? So that we'll know whether or not it meets its expectations. Supposed to make $55 million this weekend. It's also the opening weekend for Tyler Perry's Acrimony. So that's coming up. And this Ready One Player is a virtual reality thing, I think, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know how much Pub's actually getting, despite being a Steven Spielberg film.
Yeah. So a couple of videos out there having to do with large critters interacting with people. Zach showed me this video yesterday of the guy who is just kind of out in Africa. Is that right? He's out in the African wild?
Yeah, I assume so, out on the savannah.
Yeah, and a cheetah just decided to get into his vehicle, and he's got his GoPro going. It's high-def video. I mean, it's chilling stuff when you consider that that is a killer back there, and he just sat still.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering what his heart rate was. Because that, you know, that would kind of freak people out.
Probably
I think.
Faster than me climbing the stairs this morning.
Well, then also in South Africa, a white lion walked onto a safari tour bus that was full of students.
Jeez.
And there's video of that. Video shows the big cat wandering the bus, sniffing the students. They try to remain calm. Guides are heard whispering to the students to just relax.
Here, kitty, kitty. Here,
oh, yeah.
Kitty, kitty.
Just relax. Okay.
He's more afraid of you than you are him.
Of course. The students are seen slowly and carefully sneaking off the bus while the lion continues to sniff around. Nobody was hurt. Wow. Interesting.
Man.
All right, so here's that story I'd mentioned earlier this morning. Rusty Staub, who had played, he started as an Astro. He was a Houston Astro first, and then probably was a bigger star with the Montreal Expos and the Mets, and he also played for the Rangers for a little while.
Yeah, for like one season.
Yeah, during 23 seasons. He passed away at the age of 73. His birthday would have been on Sunday. His dad reportedly gave him a bat when he was 3 years old, instructed him to swing at anything that he could, and it worked. Six-time All-Star. It was Rusty Staub, Ty Cobb, A-Rod, and Gary Sheffield, the only four players in history to hit home runs in the majors before turning 20 and after turning 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
And pretty good company.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows who all those other people are, too.
And he probably did
sure.
without roids.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's probably right. 851.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, this is exciting.
It is. We're calling Chelsea Reber's phone. We'll see if she answers. See if
probably
she recognizes
not.
The number. Yeah. Well, I mean, she suggested call toward the end of the show.
She's probably already a couple of mimosas in.
Don't you think? Yeah. She's probably yelling. Yeah. You the man!
You the man!
Yep.
Wouldn't it be special if she forgot to turn the ringer
your
off?
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah.
To automatic voice.
Let's see what her message
system.
Is.
9.
Oh, she doesn't have a message. Oh shoot. Well, let me see. I'll text
I
her
wonder
here.
If she, I wonder if she. I could text her too because she does not have my number.
Okay. Well, we were trying to call you, but it went to voicemail. You don't have her number. I could just go ahead and tell it to you here on the air. How would that be?
Saying the text. Yeah. I forgot that you do that.
Yeah, that's right. well, why not? Well, it's a lot safer as you're driving because then you can still keep one hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, that's true. That's true. It's just interesting if you're hosting a morning show and people don't know who you're talking to.
That's exactly right.
11 teenagers a day killed by texting. Fortunately, there are old people, too, and we just don't care about
them.
That's
right. So
Okay, the elevators are fixed, and yet you have no donuts.
No. The elevators are not fixed. The elevators are simply in test mode, and I was willing. I mean, I've lived a long time.
Yeah.
So if they didn't work and just threw me off the top of the building, then it would be okay.
What does test mode mean?
It means there's a guy working on them right now, but he says, "Oh, go ahead, you can ride in this one."
Oh, for now.
For now.
And testing it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm testing it. I need to put a pretty heavy load in this to make sure it's going to work. Here, can you step over here, Mr. Downs?
In response to what McDonald's is calling a hugely important issue, the change UK restaurants may soon ban plastic straws.
Oh, please.
As a means to cut down on waste.
Oh, please.
This week, the McDonald's UK announced that a small chunk of its 1,300 restaurants in Britain will be switching over to biodegradable ugly paper straws. I'm just telling you. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's Chelsea from Houston. How are you?
I am live from the Houston Open, boys.
Hey, did you know the elevators were busted this morning? We had to tromp up the stairs.
You guys had to walk up the stairs.
Oliver was not happy.
That early in the morning.
Yeah, but I had 2 hours to cool down.
Imagine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he had 2 hours to cool down. So
you realize Reber just takes them two at a time and then just run straight onto a microphone.
Yeah, she can do that. All right, so what's the report this morning?
Well, we just arrived. The weather is absolutely perfect. It's a little chilly, but that's a good thing because it's definitely going to warm up later today. I already saw our good friend Sean Burnett. He is working for the KILT 610
in
now. And so they are working the tournament this morning. So I saw him and said hi. But we literally just got on the course, so we're about to start walking and, find some golfers.
Here's the question. Have the mimosas made an appearance yet?
Well, they've already been drank.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So now what's the plan?
We obviously took roadies in our Uber.
Oh,
on the
of
way
course.
Here,
sure.
So.
You got to do that. So now, and considering it was only 5 blocks from the hotel, it didn't take them long to knock those down. So now what's the plan? Is the plan to camp out or is the plan to rove?
No, we walk. Okay. We definitely like to walk. We like to follow a group and then go find another group. And so we're not campers. We like to get our steps in.
Got to find where all the hot single golfers are and go find them.
Exactly.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Exactly, Zach. You know, right?
All right.
Yes. That's your course whenever you come out to golf tournaments.
I don't want to ruin your day, but Sokol didn't show up today. So all the work that you did to come up with a fun fact for him, and he's a no-show.
I literally woke up this morning and thought, oh, my gosh, I have to have a fun fact for Jay.
Yeah.
And so I Googled and I did a golf fact because I thought that would be appropriate.
Sure.
And even sent it on. And I'm so upset that so did he send Colin in his place?
No, they were no-shows. There were no-shows.
Oh,
and that
shows?
Was even before they found out the elevators were busted. They just didn't show up. So
I guess it is Good Friday.
That's it. So enjoy yourself. We'll see you on Monday. Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Right,
talk to you later.
Bye, Chelsea.
Chelsea reporting from
working
somewhere.
Hard for
yeah.
you, the listener.
And
always.
It is. It's a nice day out there.
Oh, yeah.
So the plastic straw.
She's awfully cheerful. Perhaps we could get mimosas up here first thing in the morning.
Yeah, all right.
Rolling
in at 4 a.m., yeah.
Did you see what I got over here?
Oh, what are those things?
Those are cans of wine.
Cans of wine?
Can of wine.
Messina Hoff is doing can of wine now.
Really?
There they are right
well,
there.
Well, now that's convenient.
It is.
Is there? are they reds? Cause
yeah, there's two.
No one can hear you when you walk over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a sweet red that's a bow right there.
Yeah.
And then we got the rosé right there.
Wow.
So there, we got that happening. Hello?
Yeah, do Chelsea and Zach have a love-hate relationship going on?
It's just kind of fun to
Pretty much. Just
kind of fun to have them here playing verbal ping pong. It really, really is. So anyway. But I don't know. Do we call on McDonald's here to give up the straws? I'm
no,
so concerned over
we
this.
We absolutely don't.
Because, I'm not a big believer in straws, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it if I'm eating or drinking in my car.
Yeah.
But
I don't use straws.
Yeah.
But there are times when you have to have a lid on top of your drink.
Yep.
And if there's a lid on top of your drink, it's really hard to get it out again when you're having to line up with that little punch hole in there and you don't have a straw.
Yep, that's true.
Because most of that's going on your shirt.
Yep, yeah. You're right.
I don't even recommend trying that.
Not a good thing. But again, I mean, between that and we had the story last week about the little stickers that they put on the UPC codes that they put on fruit. That's not. That's messing up the works as far as recycling and composting. Caller.
I just checked in to see if you were giving those cans away to the first caller.
No, I'm not. Thanks a lot.
I'm
going to go ahead
Scott
and call
has
that.
To try them out himself.
That's going to be what we call a perk, and we'll see how that works out.
Sir, I'm sorry. We are not allowed to give away alcoholic beverages on the radio.
The TABC would not.
It's considered poor form.
Our third caller.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Who just made you an alcoholic? WTAW.
Several Chinese-backed electric car startups hope to sell vehicles in the U.S. Americas in 2019. One of those companies, SF Motors, has a 1,000-horsepower all-electric crossover that it expects to take pre-orders on by the end of the year. What it's doing to stand out in the market is kind of interesting. Included in the SF5 is the driver monitoring system. SF Motors claims it can detect if you're drunk behind the wheel.
Oh,
that would be kind of fun.
Have you seen the Netflix socks? You'll have to watch the time. My synchronizing time doesn't work. The Netflix socks that you put on, and if your feet kind of fall off to the side, it pauses Netflix.
Oh, yes. I love that. Oh.
Yes. So that way you don't wake up and have a spoiler waiting for you when you suddenly regain consciousness in your easy chair.
That's good, because I fell asleep during that Eugene Levy show that we can't say the title of here on television. Man, have you seen it?
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, it's fun. Jesus Christ Superstar, it's not as you remember it. John Legend's going to play Jesus. That's this weekend.
Really?
Alice Cooper is King Herod.
Where?
It's on NBC. Look for that.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's the way it is. All right. Well, we're going to take the rest of the day off and go look for donuts. Since Ben didn't bring us any, and we'll be back on Monday.
I had duties today.
Bill, thanks for sitting in. WTAW, College Station, Brian.